Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. I'm going to talk about 3900 Saturdays today on the program. Kim's going to tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Indeed, I am. And yours sounds very intriguing, but mine is interesting as well. Tri-State Livestock News, they are the commercial cattleman's publication, you know. They're the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. That's where they're located, and that's who they serve. Agriculture, Tri-State Livestock News, all kinds of information, dependable and reliable. You can go online to tsln.com to subscribe.
And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out things to do in Valentine and Cherry County. This winter, an ice fishing trip, maybe a fall turkey hunt or spring turkey hunt as well. We got the Merriman turkeys around here galore. So check that all out. And maybe a trip to the Bull Bash on February 15th. Go to visitvalentine.org. 3900 Saturdays. The older I get, the more I enjoy Saturday mornings. Perhaps it's the quiet solitude that comes with being the first to rise, or maybe it's the unbounded joy of not having to be at work. Either way, the first few hours of Saturday morning are the most enjoyable. A few weeks ago, I was shuffling toward the garage with a steaming cup of coffee in one hand and the morning paper in the other. What began as a typical Saturday morning turned into one of those lessons that life seems to hand you from time to time. Let me tell you about it. I turned the dial up into the phone portion of the band on my ham radio in order to listen to a Saturday morning swap net. Along the way, I came across an older-sounding chap with a tremendous signal and a golden voice. You know the kind. He sounded like he should be in the broadcasting business. He was telling whomever he was talking with something about 1,000 marbles. I was intrigued, and I stopped to listen to what he had to say. "Well, Tom, it sure sounds like you're busy with your job. I'm sure they pay you well. It's a shame you have to be away from your family and home so much. Hard to believe a young fellow should have to work 60 or 70 hours a week to make ends meet. It's too bad you missed your daughter's dance recital," he continued. "Let me tell you something that has helped me keep my own priorities," and that's when he began to explain his theory of 1,000 marbles. "You see, I sat down one day and I did a little arithmetic. The average person lives about 75 years. I know, some live more, some live less, but on the average, about 75 years. Now then, I multiplied 75 times 52 and came up with 3,900, which is the number of Saturdays that the average person has in their entire lifetime. Now, stick with me, Tom. I'm getting to the important part. It took me until I was 55 years old to think about all this in any detail," he went on, "and by the time I had lived through over 2,800 Saturdays, I got to thinking that if I lived to be 75, I only had about 1,000 of them left to enjoy. So I went to a toy store and bought every single marble they had. I ended up having to visit 3 toy stores to round up the 1,000 marbles I took. I then took them home, put them inside a large clear plastic container right here in the shack next to my gear. Every Saturday morning since then, I've taken one marble out and thrown it away. I found that by watching the marbles diminish, I focused more on the really important things in life. There's nothing like watching your time here on Earth run out to get those priorities straight. Now, let me tell you one last thing before I sign off with you and take my lovely wife out for breakfast. This morning, I took the very last marble out of the container. I figure that if I make it until next Saturday, then I've been given a little extra time. And the one thing that we can all use is a little more time. It was nice to meet you, Tom. I hope you spend more time with your family, and I hope to meet you again here on the band." You could have heard a pin drop on the band when this fellow signed off. I guess he gave us all a lot to think about. I had planned to work on the antenna that morning, and then I was going to meet up with a few hams to work on the next club newsletter. Instead, I went upstairs and woke my wife up with a kiss. "Come on, honey, I'm taking you and the kids to breakfast." "What brought this on?" she asked with a smile. "Oh, nothing special. It's just been a long time since we spent a Saturday together with the kids. And hey, can we stop by a toy store while we're out? I need to buy some marbles." And so, as one smart bear once said, "If you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day, so I never have to live without you." From Winnie the Pooh.
Well, very good.
So the story of 3,900 marbles today on The Good Stuff.
Well, and interestingly enough, let's wrap it up with this. A quote from Winnie the Pooh. "People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day." Winnie the Pooh.
And folks, if you enjoy listening to The Good Stuff, send us a note or send us something to use on The Good Stuff at kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for another edition of The Good Stuff.